welcome to the first installment of Eyal's Geography Corner, your bridge to the rest of the world. As we are going in alphabetical order, the first country I will be covering is Afghanistan. I'm sure most of you know of Afghanistan, if only because of the many wars fought in the country in the past few decades. So let's dig a little deeper, shall we? So let's first talk about the name of this country. Afghanistan's official title is the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. As I'm sure some of you know, Afghanistan is one of the seven countries ending with the Stan suffix. This is because Stan translates into place of in Persian, so Afghanistan is literally the land of the Afghans, with Afghans referring to the citizens of Afghanistan. So now that we've got the name done, let's talk about the flag. Right off the bat, this is a radio show, and I can't show you an image of the flag. If you want to follow along, I'd suggest searching up a picture online. If you can't, don't worry, I'm going to do my best to describe exactly what the flag looks like. Now, without further ado, the flag of Afghanistan consists of a vertical tricolor of, from left to right, black, red, and green, overlain in the center with a monochrome version of the national emblem. The black represents the country's troubled history, the red symbolizes the blood of those who fought for the country, and the green represents agriculture and Islam, the dominant faith in the country. The emblem, however, is a little more complicated. It consists of a mosque in the center with two Afghan flags devoid of an emblem, one on each side, making Afghanistan one of the few countries to have a depiction of a flag on its own flag. Confusing, I know. Inside of the mosque is a mihrab, the indentation that points toward Mecca, and a minbar, the object that looks like a set of stairs, both of which are tools used for prayers in Islam. The mosque is encircled by two sheaves of wheat, one on each side, forming a circular boundary. On top of the emblem is an Arabic writing of the Shahada, one of the five pillars of Islam for the Sunni branch of Islam. Below the mosque is the name of the country in Arabic, and at the bottom of the emblem is the year Afghanistan gained its independence in the Islamic calendar. So now let's talk about where Afghanistan is. Afghanistan is a landlocked country located in the South Central Asia region and bordered by six or seven countries: Iran to the west, Pakistan to the south and east, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan to the north, and even China in the northeast due to its large panhandle. Also, depending upon your political views, Afghanistan may border a seventh country because the Kashmir territory is disputed between India and Pakistan, although it's pretty much controlled by Pakistan at the moment. You might be wondering why this panhandle in the northeast even exists, though. To put it bluntly, Afghanistan was used as a buffer state between Russia and British India, with the panhandle straddled between their borders to prevent border friction. The country comprises around 250,000 square miles, or about 650,000 square kilometers, of land area, making it the 40th largest country in the world. Historically, it has functioned as sort of a bridge between Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. This has been both a blessing and a curse for the country. The important trade routes between Asia, Europe, and the Middle East are a boon for the economy, but also make the country a very desirable territory to conquer, as seen during the 10-year invasion by the Soviets. The subsequently formed communist government didn't last very long, and the power vacuum formed by their fall led to a brief Mujahideen theocracy, followed by a complete takeover by the Taliban. In the wake of this takeover, Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden became incredibly powerful, and were two of the contributing factors towards the American invasion of the country, which finally led to a democracy taking root, even if the Taliban still controls some parts of the country. Whoa. That was a lot of history, so let's get back to the political geography. The capital and largest city in the country is Kabul, pronounced like cobblestone. Kabul is divided into multiple districts and is known for its gardens and mosques. While Kabul is the name of both the capital and the largest city, it is also the name for the province in which the city sits. Afghanistan is divided up into 34 provinces, ranging in size from 700 square miles to 22,500 square miles, or just smaller than the state of West Virginia. Of course, this land isn't very profitable, with Afghanistan having one of the lowest GDP per capita scores in the world. Now let's talk some more about that land. Afghanistan can be pretty easily divided into three main regions. In the north, you have mineral-rich plains and foothills. In the central Himalayan area, you have a highlands region. And in the southwest, you have lots of deserts and plateaus. There is very little vegetation in the south, but vegetation grows denser the farther north you go. Population density also follows a similar trend. So no, it's not acceptable to just think of Afghanistan as a desert country. It's a whole lot more than that. In fact, they actually have a lot of rivers, the most important of which are the Kabul, the Helmand, the Harirud, and the Amu Darya rivers, all of which I probably just butchered the pronunciation of. For a landlocked nation, rivers are extremely important vestiges of life, especially considering the extreme sparsity of lakes in the country. Like many other Asian countries, Afghanistan is hit hard by the monsoon season, albeit less so than, say, India. So there's one thing you have to remember about Afghanistan's climate, which is its duality. The country features some of the highest and some of the lowest temperatures ever recorded, and some of the most and least fertile soils to be found in the north and south, respectively. In the north, you can expect to see lush forests of conifers, such as fir trees and pine trees, as well as many different varieties of shrubs and roses. When it comes to animals, however, Afghanistan is slightly less lush. Many once flourishing species are now on the brink of collapse, with the tiger having already gone completely extinct from the region. Of course, animals live far more in the north and central regions, where there's much more vegetation for them to eat. But there are still some animals in the deserts. Afghanistan has a very large bird of prey population, for example, many of which live in the desert region, with huge numbers of vultures and, slightly less so, but still a lot of eagles. Now, let's talk about the people who share the land with these animals. Afghanistan has a population of roughly 32.2 million people, making it the 44th most populous country in the world. Of these people, an estimated 42% are Pashtun, 27% are Tajik, 9% are Hazara, another 9% are Uzbek, 4% are Chahar-Aimak, 3% Turkmen, 2% Baloch, and the remaining 4% are a mix of many other ethnic groups. I apologize for my pronunciation of these words, because I'm about to probably butcher some more. The official languages of Afghanistan are Pashto and Dari, a dialect of Persian. About 90% of the country speaks one of these two languages, with the remainder primarily speaking other Indo-European or Turkic languages. As a quick side note, the country drives on the right side of the road, uses the .af domain extension, uses the Afghani, not to be confused with an Afghan, as its currency, and uses the Type-C and Type-F power outlets. About 99.7% of the country practices Islam, with a huge majority practicing Sunni Islam, and only about 10-15% practicing Shia Islam. The remaining 0.3% is made up of a large mix of other faiths, one of which is Judaism, as the country's last known Jew, Zablon Simintov, still remains in the country to take care of Afghanistan's last synagogue. A very small Christian minority also exists within the country. About 3/4 of the population live in rural areas, making Afghanistan a very non-urbanized nation. Speaking of nations, let's find out which ones Afghanistan gets along with. So, remember how I said that Dari is a dialect of Persian? This allows for very easy communication with Iran, making them a close ally of Afghanistan. But still, there's a little bit of tension between the two. Pakistan and India are Afghanistan's biggest business partners, but again, there's some tension that exists between them. Of course, Afghanistan's closest ally, and I suppose you could call them their best friend, would have to be Turkey. They've coexisted in peace for over a century and contribute to each other's economies despite not even bordering one another. So in conclusion, Afghanistan is more than just a desert country. It's a country home to lush forests, snow-covered mountains, historical monoliths, and hosts one of the most diverse ethnic makeups in the region. I hope you all learned a little bit more about our world. Thank you all very much for listening, and stay tuned for Albania next Sunday at 10 a.m. This is Al of 88.9 The Bridge, signing off.